am I doing right? What can I do to make my child learn quickly and effectively? Well, these are the few questions that often cross the mind of every parent. So, if you are a parent like me and want to induce some good habits in your child, then this is for you.
So, here is the real question. How can newbie parents like us, who are busy working day in and day out in everyday life, can learn how a Montessori day home works and can plan to choose one someday? This podcast will give you answers to all the blaring questions. My name is Nidhi Sanghi and welcome to Little Champs Montessori Podcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Nidhi Sanghi, Montessori Early Childhood Educator, and I'm glad that you are here today. I'm a mother of an 8-year-old son, and I really want to share with you that my child, my son, is my world. And that's why I make every effort to be the best possible parent, even if it means forgetting something or some of those little things that would help me out in everyday life. Well, this I think puts me in the same boat with a lot of other parents. Sometimes it helps to have a little reminder of all those good parenting practices we all know deep down. But sometimes we forget these practices in the hustle and the bustle of our daily lives. So, as a Montessori educator, inspired by Dr. Maria Montessori's great wisdom, I'm here to share 3 helpful tips for us as a parent that helps to induce some good habits in our children quickly and effectively. So the number one is grace and curtsy. Well, we all want that our child to practice the behavior of grace and curtsy, but how we can teach them this basic attitude? The answer is be a role model for your child. We all know that children follow their parents. They learn about life by imitating others around them. So one thing all parents can do is model grace and curtsy for their children. Or talk to your children about curtsy, kindness, honesty, sharing, helpfulness, and any other principles you value. And practice the same behavior with your child and everyone near you. You will soon notice that these little ones will start following you and you will see the difference. Isn't it amazing? Number 2 is gifting the gift of gab. Now, what does that mean? It means talking to your kids is actually the best way to make them learn new words or a new language. So talk to your children at every opportunity. For example, you can talk to your child in a car, in a grocery store, or at any time when you are together. And this will give their little brain a rich vocabulary that they will use throughout their life. You may feel silly doing this at first, but remember what's important here. Giving our children some great essentials like how to speak effectively with others when they grow up makes life easier at a later stage. And we all know that good communication skills are key to success in life, work, and relationship. So don't miss any opportunity to talk to your little ones. Next tip is teach independence. Now, this is something very important that we all parents want for our children. Make them independent as much as possible. So give them opportunities to do things for themselves. For example, try elastic pants instead of denim, so that they won't have trouble dressing themselves. But also, keep in mind that every child is different and it's important not to be too hard on the ones who need more help than others. Giving your kid an easy time can make life easier.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is just a start and there is more to come. Would you like to get more tips and information on everyday Montessori day home education and activities? Please consider subscribing to Little Champs Montessori Podcast today to get a notification about the next episodes. See you next time.